I'm Alice Roberts, and as well as presenting science programmes on BBC Two, I'm a medical doctor and an anatomist. I'd like to persuade you to vote for my innovation. It's plastic surgery, but wait, before you turn me off thinking I'm just talking about tummy tucks and nose jobs, I'm not. The incredible innovation I'd like you to vote for is plastic reconstructive surgery. We have a habit of taking our bodies for granted until they go wrong or get injured. When that happens, we rely on modern medicine and surgery to patch us up. That patching up is about restoring function, certainly, but just imagine how people would react to you if you'd lost your face. Restoring appearance isn't just a frivolous add-on. Pioneering surgeons in the First World War, including Sir Harold Gillis, worked on recreating anatomy that had literally been blown away by gunshot wounds. They laid the groundwork for techniques that are still used today, working out how to move living blocks of skin and tissue from one area of the body to another, keeping the blood supply alive. Whether it's a child with a birth abnormality, a woman who's had surgery for breast cancer, or someone who's suffered from a horrific injury or burn, the plastic surgeon gives them hope, the hope of having form, function, and appearance restored. This is an innovation which has helped thousands of people to live normal lives again after profound disfigurement. That's why I think it's worth your vote.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.